Call somebody, save somebody. Let them hear the glad tidings. Tell somebody, save somebody from the judgment of the world.
This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
My viewers are there. I pronounce my God's salvation upon you as you are watching this program.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I pray sincerely, for the power of the seven spirit comforter to come upon you.
Amen.
And change your life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, finally I welcome you to our Godliness broadcast. Okay, this is the second episode of this one great message about the warning of God concerning our world. So the topic again is hour of God's wrath has come. The hour of God's wrath has come. Who can stand? And I'm taking my text from Genesis chapter 6 verse 13. I read from here. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. The end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. God is expressing his displeasure against corruption, against defilement of the earth, and against violence, murder here, warfare here, destruction here and there. It says, and God, the end of the of all flesh has come before me. That shows the holiness of God. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth, the whole world. So, my friend, look, see, it doesn't cost God anything to destroy and wipe away. So I want you to know, this coronavirus is the beginning of sorrow. It has just started. It is the beginning of sorrow. God says he's going to afflict the nation of the world with more grievous seven plagues that will be most grievous than this coronavirus, including famine and terrible things that will come upon this world. Behold, the heavens speak with me concerning the evil which shall surely come upon this evil generation, this present generation which we are. Take it or leave it. This word God has revealed to me and has commanded, has given the authority to reach out to the entire world, what God has in plan. God has said, I, the Lord, the possessor of heaven and earth, have decreed, the earth and heaven may pass away, but my word shall never pass away. In passages, I want to remind you. I just want to take you to the memory lane. In passages, God has been bringing corrupt generation into judgment. Every evil generation must terminate in judgment. I want you to write this down. Every evil generation must terminate in judgment. So we are talking about God's judgment upon this generation. because of corruption, because of iniquity, because of wickedness, because of rebellion against God. Remember the former world of Noah, how God washed the entire race away by a flood of water. Also remember the great cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which God reduced to ashes overnight. Also remember the old great city of Jerusalem, how God brought it to total ruin and desolation. And for another 2,000 years, the great city of Jerusalem did not exist as a sovereign nation for 2,000 years. Thus says the Lord, I God, because the sin of this generation, this present generation, is filled up to the brim before me, like the generation of the age of Noah, God has said unto him. Therefore, I, the Lord, has a controversy with this generation and this world. I want you to take note of this and write it down. God has a controversy. God is fighting against this whole generation. I, the Lord God, am determined to fight against the world of evil. I, the Lord God, am determined to shake the world. I want to shake all nations and tribes and languages very terribly. For God has said in his word in Haggai chapter 2, verses 20 and 21, that he's going to shake all the thrones, he's going to overthrow all the thrones of kingdoms of the heathen. So God is repeating it now. The prayers of the world cannot save the world. The religion of the world cannot save the world. Except this one nation, which I, the Lord God, of hosts, has severed unto myself from among the many other nations, which is the holy city of God, now present on earth. I, the Lord, listen, I'm talking about severe plagues. God is really angry with this present nation. I, the Lord God, I shall afflict all nations with seven diverse plagues, together with active famine, and I will punish them until this generation turned away from the rebellion against me. I return to the worship of fire, the creator. Today it is mammon worship. Today, the church itself is enmeshed in materialism. Today, the whole world is engaged in mammon worship. It's murder and extortion. Until this generation turn away from the rebellion against me and return to the worship of I, the Creator. Before the descended throne of kingdom, which I have now descended upon the earth. So when God is bringing his wrath, when God is bringing his destruction, like in days of Noah, he said unto Noah, go and build me an ark of wooden tree. So by this ark, I will preserve lives and souls of all that come into the ark. So this is the nature of a God. If he's bringing problem, if he's going to trouble the world, he's going to kill and destroy lives. He's a merciful God.
Oh, yes.
His divine nature compels him to provide a place of refuge,
yes,
as it was in the days of Noah. So this time around, as we are talking, the tribulation that Christ has predicted the hour of temptation that is coming. At the same time, God and Christ have now provided their long-awaited kingdom of heaven to serve as a place of refuge, to serve as the end-time ark of salvation unto all that we fear God's judgment. My friend, don't fear death. Don't fear witches. Don't fear the wicked of the earth. Don't fear them. Fear God because of his judgment. Because the judgment of God has no remedy. Fear God. Christ says, you fear no man who can destroy the body and cannot destroy the soul. He said, but I warn you who to fear. Fear him who, after killing you, has the power to drive your soul to hellfire. Fear him. So I'm appealing to you, I want you to fear God and seek his place of refuge, which he has prepared for you. This is the descended throne of the kingdom of God, which God has given to me for you and for your sake and your family. See, the word of God says, the matter about this evil generation shall be likened to the days of Moses and the king of Pharaoh, when I deployed 10 severe plagues with death until they succumb to my will. So it shall be with this generation, coupled with famine and other woeful events which will terrify them.
Viewers, watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
You can also reach the Another Comforter directly through this hotline 080-33-777-996, 080-33-777-996. Our headquarters address is City of Glory, Mount of the Lord, Kilometer 25, Ondo Akure Road, Omiluri Bus Stop, Ondo.